In California, the drive to recall Governor Gray Davis is heating up. Davis's opponents claim that he cheated to win re-election last November by allegedly covering up the size of California's budget crisis. Thus was born the campaign to force him back on the ballot in a recall election. Up to now, the Democratic governor had largely ignored that campaign. But this week, Davis's allies went on the offensive. Outside a Sacramento fire station, they formally launched the Taxpayers Against the Recall movement. We invited players on both sides of the debate to join us. Dan Terry is co-chairman of Taxpayers Against the Recall, and Ted Costa is head of the recall campaign. He says there is a clear case for unseating Governor Davis.
We've charged him in a petition with gross mismanagement of state finances, but in the larger sense, all government in the entire United States of America gets its authority from the consent of the governed. And in the state of California, the people just don't consent to what's happening in this government. And he is the chief executive, and we're using him to send a message to the entire state bureaucracy that they must live by their means.
But consent is typically conferred periodically in regular elections, and there are many, many states right now that are in severe budget difficulties. What exactly did Gray Davis do that warrants his removal from office?
Consent is also in the Constitution, right, equally as strong as the election laws in the state of California and recognized by the courts as that. What he has done is he has led the state into financial verge of collapse. We can't wait another 3 years to stop this. We have to have a plan right away. We said the day that we filed this initiative that if he came up with a plan, we'd drop it. But he will not even listen. He will not communicate, and he must go.
Dan Terry, you're a defender of the governor's. What's the problem here with Ted Costa's reasoning as you see it?
Well, I think the problem is real simple. We have a democracy in this country, and a democracy that was established a long, long time ago, and has served us very well. And if every time somebody's poll numbers drop, we're going to attempt to recall them, what we're going to end up with is not a democracy, but anarchy. And that's what Mr. Costa proposes, and that's, in effect, what could happen in California if, in fact, the governor were removed after only 7 months after being sustained by 3.5 million Californians. His proposal is to remove him from office with no good reason other than the fact that he doesn't agree with his policies.
You mentioned every time a governor's approval ratings drop. The governor's approval ratings, everyone agrees, have plummeted. This is not a popular governor right now. Obviously, there's something serious going on because you've launched the anti-recall drive and you're going to campaign actively even though it has no legal force. How serious a threat is it to the governor, do you think, that you've actually
I do not believe that the people of California are going to recall this governor. He got 3.5 million votes in the election, and because some fringe element of our population chooses to attack him, I might add to you that every governor in California since the early 50s has had a recall attempt at him. I would also add that every governor in the United States numbers are terrible right now because we have a national issue. I have not heard once Mr. Costa mention about the $400 billion deficit that exists at the national level. So, and I've not heard him mention the deficits of any other state. So I'm really questioning his motives as to why he would be so concerned about the governor of California.
Yeah. Mr. Costa, if a governor has a budget that, say, depended very heavily on state capital gains and state income tax, and capital gains and incomes have fallen off a great deal, and the state has experienced an industry that's gone down the tubes, as, say, Silicon Valley hit very hard times, doesn't the choice ultimately come down to big cuts in spending or tax increases? I mean, that in itself isn't malfeasance, is it, to say we either have to raise taxes or cut spending to get back into balance?
Normally that would be true, but that's not the case in California. The case in California is revenues have went up. They've went up, I believe, about 28%. The fact of the matter is spending during that same period of time has went up 40%. And there's the problem. It's a spending problem. But we have no willingness to just level off spending.
Dan Terry, I mean, what do you say about the degree of debt that California has experienced? It's not an act of God. One can imagine that there might have been other fiscal policies, and perhaps California wouldn't be in such bad shape today.
You can always question somebody's fiscal policies, and they ebb and they flow. So when we really cut to the chase here, what we're talking about is an ideological disagreement, and we have this fringe element of people who want to replace a governor after only 7 months after he was elected with 3.5 million votes. It's anarchy.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Dan Terry is co-chairman of Taxpayers Against the Recall, and Ted Costa is head of the campaign to unseat California Governor Gray Davis.